Hi, welcome to a podcast with the Canadian Securities Exchange. I'm your host, Barrington Miller, Director of Issuer Engagement. And today I have a very, very special, wonderful guest, Iris Benkovich, CEO and co-founder of InnoCan Pharma. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Barrington. Nice to be here again.
So for those of you who have been following the CSE and maybe following the cannabis story, Iris has been around on the CSE, I believe, for just over 2 years.
2 years. September 2 years ago.
I had the pleasure of seeing Iris in person a few weeks ago, myself and Phil Shum. She was in Toronto attending the Lyft & Co. conference, and we had a sort of just a reunion of sorts because, as you know, travel has been limited, but you know, things like that will not stop Iris. If you know her, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So Iris, tell the people a little bit about what InnoCan does, just in case they don't know.
Yes, thank you. So it was a real pleasure meeting you in Toronto after 2 years of almost not flying. InnoCan is it's a unique company. We got listed about 2 years ago. We are involved in three different segments. I think we are the only company who actually does the injection of cannabinoids by a liposome system. We load CBD to byproduct of stem cells. And we have our patent pending topical products divided into a series of products for specific skin conditions and a premium cosmetic portfolio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And it just so happens I might have a product right here. Of course, I'm not endorsing anything. All I'm saying is I sprayed it, I used it, and I felt better.
This is a pending pain relief product, which was proven for its clinical efficacy. It's a unique combination of three different active in one. It's not just based on CBD. It's enhanced the therapeutic efficacy as anti-inflammatory, but also it combines high amount of magnesium, which is a muscle relaxant, and we have menthol and methylxylitolate as a topical analgesic. So combining this in a very sophisticated way actually provide a synergistic effect, an effective product of pain relief. This product is available through our partners around the world, step by step, bringing this to additional countries.
Oh no, that's wonderful. And like I said, I've tried it. I felt better. And now it is part of my routine.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Your background is with cosmetics.
I have a degree in chemistry, but all my years was in healthcare industry worldwide, assisting startups from idea to full commercialization. Worldwide notice in regulation and so on.
And how have you applied what you did previously into where InnoCan is today?
I think if you can see the success or the progress of InnoCan. We started trading at 18 cents, and now it's around 80 cents, $1 in 2 years. I think it's combined of my co-founder experience. It's a teamwork efforts, bringing my knowledge from international healthcare industries and sales and marketing and business development alongside with my active chairman, Ron Meron, who was the CEO of Teva Israel. He's one of my co-founders. Yoram Drucker, he's in charge of the business development. and he was the co-founder of Brainstorm and Plumestem, which are both listed on the NASDAQ. So I think it's a unique combination of all of us backgrounds to create this exciting company. And it seems to work until now.
You know, it's working wonderfully. Now, I wanted to talk about the startup entrepreneurial business mindset culture in Israel. There's so much. The tech scene is exploding, and there's so many new innovations and companies that are coming. Sort of where is this mindset? Where has it developed from? I know that there's a strong military culture in the country, yeah. And that a lot of innovators and companies start actually from that. But it's really, really unique. And I know Israel also poses some challenges as far as capital markets, and you've chosen to do some business across on this side. Just wondering if you would like to talk a little bit about that.
So, you know, Israel is known as the startup nation. In a lot of territory, you mentioned the army, and a lot of high-tech startups are starting or establishing after those kids that finish the army and specify in cyber and computer science and such. We see a lot of companies just listed recently in the NASDAQ, in computer, high-tech, science, cyber, all those activity. This is on one hand. I think the second is really science innovation. From InnoCamp part, we work with the leading universities. The injectable is being done together with the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And the exosomes are being developed at the Tel Aviv University. So it's in our nature. As the second part of your questions, coming to Canada, as a pharma company, and we want to be global, choosing Canada to do the IPO was a very obvious choice at the time. I think the CEC really welcomed us. Being an Israeli company combined with the Canadian company, and we see the growing, we see the acceptance. It was quite challenging to differentiate and explain the uniqueness, because we are not a cannabis company. I don't do any extraction, any growing. We are taking the cannabis into pharma in a very sophisticated way. And I think now, 2 years looking back, it was really challenging but exciting to see how together we are educating, you know, all of us and speaking the same language and really growing on a daily basis.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we are, like I said, we're very, very lucky to have you and your company. Now, I guess give us a little bit of a viewpoint. You're a pathfinder. You've paved the way. You've shown others an example of how to go public in Canada as a company from Israel. What's that been like in Israel? What are you talking to a lot of companies? Are they asking your advice? Are they trying to follow your roadmap and blueprints?
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody, you know, seeing the grass in the neighbor very green. So of course, Canada is quite appealing. I think InnoCamp's success is because we try to deliver or to stand up to our milestone. If we go back, and you know, it's December, we can summarize 2021. So everything we promised to deliver, you know, even if you go to the financial aspects, we got listed an approval on the OTCQB, which has a collaboration with the CSE. We got American institutionals to invest. This was the last investment. In the 2 years, three times we did early exercise of our warrants because of the milestone. We have proven that our injection in dogs, small and big animals, can last for over 6 weeks instead of taking daily, twice a day. So this is the way. This is what we know how to do. And I think sharing with the investors our progress is also highly important.
Well, that's one piece of advice we tell new companies or soon to be new companies. Communicate with your shareholders, communicate with your investors, all the news, not just the good ones, but the ones that might get a little bit of resistance. I wanted to go back a little bit because you said you partner with universities. What does that mean, and how does one go about partnering with a university, especially for research and development?
So I would like to share the collaboration with the Jerusalem University. We actually came to Professor Chezi Bernholtz. He is the co-founder of Doxil. It's a cancer drug that is marketed today by Johnson & Johnson for breast cancer. The university and Professor Chezi is getting millions of royalties out of this. Just as a side fact, after licensing this to Johnson & Johnson, just 2 months ago, Professor Chezi Bernholtz licensed the generic form as well. So this is the professor we are having very enjoyable work with him. He's very talented. And we told him, let's try to utilize your injectable liposome. It's a kind of a capsule composed of different layers of lipids into the CBD and cannabinoids. The cannabinoids are a molecule which is not soluble. It's an oil. You cannot inject it into the body because in a normal way, because, you know, the body is composed of water mainly. So let's try to utilize your prolonged capsule and release. And he said, it's a nice challenge. So eventually we have our excellent collaboration. As said, we are just released a press release indicating that really one injection can replace twice a day for over a month and a half. Instead of taking 2 times a day the oil, again and again and again, you would have one injection injected and then the release for a whole period of for 1 month. So it's we take advantage of their experience, their knowledge, their facilities. We just pay.
Oh, that's wonderful, because I didn't know how that collaboration worked. And, you know, I'm just going to have a sip of water from our good friends. For all your accounting needs. that's great. So now looking to the horizon, looking at 2022, where do you see the best opportunities for InnoCan and maybe for the space as a whole? Where do you see the best opportunities in the world for growth, to expand your brand, to expand the company? I know, obviously, you've been in Israel, you've been in Canada. Where else are you looking?
So, as I said, I have just been in the States. We are listed on the OTCQB under INNPF. We are listed in Germany as well under IP4. So we are a multi-layer company with a lot of investors everywhere. I think eventually looking to 2022 is that we anticipate that we might be in a position to launch a licensing discussion because this is the monetization route of the project we are developing regarding the farm project. So we would need, you know, the big brother joining us towards the establishing phase one and phase two and all the FDA requirements. We know what we are good within and what we should be collaboration. Strengthen our collaboration with existing partners regarding the distribution of our topical products. As we have already signed several agreements, we are ongoing. Hopefully, we will not have another COVID situation which would freeze everything, but this is the target and the scope. And progressing with our exosome research, defining the specific areas or indications that we will offer the world eventually.
Now, is your product available for sale online anywhere?
Yeah. Our products are available on sale, of course. We have our Shear product, Shear WW. It's everywhere. Well, it's allowed. With our partner, Eurocon, have submitted for a license from Health Canada. Hopefully, by the beginning of the year, we get their approval and we'll move on in Canada as well. So, step by step, increasing our partnerships.
For our audience, I really just want to make sure that you fully understand that for a company to exercise, to have their warrants exercised three times in the last 2 years, I'm not even sure that's been done on the CSE. You might be the first company. And while we were talking in Toronto, I asked her, I was like, what's the secret sauce? What's the recipe? How did you do it? And Iris replied, we hit our milestones. we did exactly what we said we were going to do in the time that we said we were going to do it. So that's really, really important. And, you know, that's guided by the leadership of yourself and of your team. And speaking of your team, how big is your team? Your immediate.
We have about 10 employees and service providers with the teams and the universities and all the digital team and all the surrounding. It's about 30 people. So my chairman, they complained when we did the gathering for the end of the year, but I talk with them on a daily basis. So he said, there's more than 30 people in the room. How can you talk with 30 people more than one time on a daily basis? That's me.
That's you. That's literally you. What's your favorite spot? Where's your favorite place to go during your world tour traveling expeditions? What's the one place? What's that?
The K Modern Kai restaurants in downtown.
Oh man. Well, Iris, I can't say enough of how wonderful it was to see you in person. And thank you for the opportunity for allowing us to catch up and to educate our audience as to what InnoCan is doing and what you've been up to, and equally important, where you're going. If you like this interview, please click below. You can subscribe. You can also see the previous interviews that I've done with Iris, and then you can actually track the milestones of what she said she was going to do and how it was done. We're available on CSE TV on YouTube, as well as LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Iris, please stay healthy. We wish you nothing but continued success. I'm going to give you a holiday greeting and wishes for you and your family and your colleagues. And if you have any questions, you can write to the CSE. or you can write to Iris at InnoCan. Please just check out their website. And with that, thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Canadian Securities Exchange Podcast. I've been your host, Barrington Miller, and we wish you a really, really great day.
Thank you.